Streaming. This is a technical experience that takes place in computers whereby you can have audio sound streaming along and adding other audio sounds to it, and people can listen to lectures, people can listen to information in a streaming fashion. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher, streaming. Streaming is a beautiful condition that is created for computers. Beautiful for me because I like to put lectures on, I like to put talks on the internet, send them out to all of our students and friends who listen and tell others to listen. And it's a very exciting event. But this streaming is not done by accident. It's done with a very definite purpose. It's done at very definite speeds. It's done with definite microphone and with the ability to tape it and the ability to have it on the internet and to use it. Our lives are like this streaming activity. We're born, we live, and we die. And the streaming goes on after we die. We have left this mortal coil, so to speak, and we've gone on to other dimensions of life, never really dying as far as the spirit, mind, and soul goes, but the body is left behind oftentimes. And in the process, the streaming of work that we have done while we were here in our living bodies is available on the internet, is available on the radio, is available eternally. Well, it actually goes a lot further than that. The reason that it's possible at all is that every single thought ever thought existed before it was revealed and exists long after it is revealed in perpetuity, because it never ceases to be. Streaming is a great deal of the same way. It never ceases to be. Radio stations have been tuned to outer space, and they have been able to pick up radio programs that go back into the 30s and back into the 20s, back into the early years of radio, as well as the current years of radio. All the stories, all the information, all the radio events, television events, every thought, every deed, every word that ever existed in the universe exists. It exists in the allness. We might call the universe a replica of the allness, but hardly representative of the allness, because the allness is beyond our comprehension at this moment. Now, in this streaming aspect of our life, we might ask ourselves, what are we beholden to? What ties us down? What limits us and what unlimits us? If we would like to be able to express ourselves, is there a technique where we can express ourselves just by thinking our thoughts into the universe? Yes, there is, and that's what we do. Is there a technique that we can share our ideas one with the other? Yes, we do that with radio and with television. We do that with our CDs, with our record players. We do that with all means of communication, with our voice, with our body actions. We communicate all sorts of ideas and put forth all sorts of wonderful concepts. We are streaming all of the time. All of the time we are going out and sharing who and what we are with the universe, sharing who and what we are with our world. But now the big point of all of this comes down to the concept, to whom, from whom are we streaming? To whom, for whom, from whom are we putting this forth? And the answer can only be one thing, ourself. We are streaming to ourself. We are putting it forth to ourself. We are the allness, and we can listen to anything we have ever done and hear it just as though we were giving it this very moment in all the clarity and all the purity and all the integrity of the sound, and we would hear it very beautifully. Now, what does this have to mean with us as far as being human beings? Well, as far as being human beings, we are constantly streaming into our universe who and what we are. We are constantly streaming into our world who and what we are, and the world is hearing this. Whether they have radios, television, whether they have the ability to perceive these things without devices, it doesn't matter. It is being heard and being an influence in the world. It's an influence in the world in which we live. Every thought that we speak from our mouth, every idea we radiate from our consciousness, and every attitude we show off in our body, leaves its impression on the world. And the world is responding to these impressions. The world is responding to our streaming at all times. Now, since we are the creator of our world, and since our world is our creation, then anything we stream out there is telling the world who we think we are. And if we think we are limited in any way, then the world is limited in that same way, because it hears our story, it hears our streaming, it hears our, it is part of the oneness that we are. It is an affect of that oneness that we are, radiating whatever we are into our universe. So for all the more reasons now, we realize it is important that we take charge of our thoughts. It is important that we take charge of whatever we are streaming out into the consciousness of the universe. Whatever little or big mental attitude we have, attitudes that say we can or we can't, attitudes that say we are or we are not, attitudes that say all is and I am, or whatever we choose to say, this is all of the time streaming out into our world. Now, you may not realize that you have created the entire universe of universes. You've created the entire allness of allness. You've created the entire isness and the oneness of all. And you say, my goodness sakes, that's awfully big. Yes, it is awfully big, but yet it is not big. Because if we believe that we are the allness, then we did and do create out of the allness that which we are, that which we see, that which is. And at the same time, we have the ability to create new. And in creating new, we obliterate everything that we had done before, if we choose. So if we had made a faulty universe in our creation at some time, streaming forth our thoughts and ideas, we can now stream forth the thoughts and ideas of a purist, of an idealist, of the divine, the absolute divine. And whatever we had shed before is dissolved, and only who we are now is revealed. This is the fun thing that each one of us can live with. This is the fun concept that each one of us can be. We can live with this realization that we are all now, and we speak into the allness that which we find desirable, good, wonderful, fantastic, glorious. And as we do that, then it is done. As we do that, it is complete. As we do that, we are the master. I'm ready to express myself in this master consciousness. I'm ready to see each of us express ourselves in this master consciousness. And as I do this, as I express myself in the master consciousness, then everyone in my world is expressing in the master consciousness, including you. No matter what you are, who you are, where you are, what you're doing, you are expressing your master consciousness. And as you express your master consciousness, then you are streaming the type of information, the type of self that you are, in a very positive, powerful, desirable way. Have yourself a wonderful day and know that you're a streamer for good right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.